Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Speaking of aviation, the airport, we happy with these numbers?
Look, they're okay. Unfortunately, it's always a question of expectations. Auckland Airport, a pivotal part of the infrastructure relating to topics, obviously, like immigration and tourism. Look, the headline, Mike, looked reasonably positive. I mean, their half-year revenue increased by 13%. Earnings also jumped. Net underlying profit rose by a smaller margin, but it rose nonetheless. And this all reflects what you could call solid travel demand. Unfortunately, the growth was a little more subdued than expected, and Auckland Airport is attributing that to market conditions. Look, there's still plenty of Kiwis travelling overseas. They had 5.5% lift compared to the same period last year. They've got a problem with domestic travel. Domestic travel is below expectations, and they've got bright spots, and these are encouraging. December last year, Mike, was the busiest month they've seen since 2019, and January the 5th this year was the busiest day in more than 5 years. I think what was interesting about the results announcement yesterday was this attention or reference that they made towards Air New Zealand, and the issue here being availability of aircraft and also the associated issue of their dominance of domestic travel. So, look, the airport noted that there are now 1.5 million fewer seats per year in the domestic market than there was in 2019. So that's equivalent to 29,000 fewer seats per week. The capacity in the international market, that's staying pretty flat, but that's also still only at 89% of the 2019 level. So they said, Mike, that questions needed to be asked about the competitiveness of domestic aviation sector, and they are concerned that the 84% market share that Air New Zealand holds over New Zealand domestic aviation market is not meeting the needs of consumers or regional communities. And, you know, as someone who travels regularly, it's also eye-watering expensive sometimes.
Exactly. But what are you going to do? Have Andrew Kelleher Airlines, who's coming? There's nothing stopping people coming in, and we've been there, done that, haven't we?
Yeah, well, and it's just not happening. So, look, the problem here, Mike, is that the result was a little bit below analyst expectations. So share price movement yesterday down 3.5%. And actually, the airport's gone quite well since November, but now in the last little while, it's given up most of those gains.
Righto, Sky City, that wasn't good either, was it?
No. So revenues there fell 4.7%. So there was quite a big fall in underlying first half year underlying net profit, 41%. So earnings also lower. They've also downgraded their full year guidance. This is at underlying earnings. So previously they've been talking about 245 to 265 million. They've pulled that back now to 225 to 245. So that's a decent shift. Again, Auckland gaming market is challenged by the economic landscape. Thing is, Mike, across the group here, they're getting more people through. So what they call visitation, foot traffic, that's up about 6% in the first half. The problem is when people get there, they're spending less. So they had quite a big fall in that what they call earnings per visit. The opening of the International Convention Centre, it's being described as a transformational event when it finally does open. I think we're talking February 26th. It's still a year away.
I mean, you don't know when they're talking about, Andrew.
How long is this saga going to go on? So the CEO saying is just having to be patient. That's a euphemism for something. I don't know what it is. They're looking at selling non-core assets to pay down debt. That could potentially return the group to making dividend payouts. Share price yesterday fell 7.5%. And that share price now, Mike, we haven't seen a very, very quick drop in March 2020 when COVID came along. That current level is the lowest it's been in decades.
Righto.
Decades.
Give me some numbers.
I can do that. Now, unfortunately, the Dow Jones quite weak, 1.3%. Walmart actually the problem there. Walmart's lowering their guidance for the following year. So 44,049 down 1.3%. The S&P 500 down 0.8%. That's 50.6094. And the NASDAQ down about 2/3%, 19,924 as we look at it. The FTSE 100 lost 0.57% overnight, 8663. The Nikkei down 1.25%, 38678. Not much movement in the Shanghai Composite, 3350. The Aussies had a weak day yesterday, down 1.14%, 8323. And the NZX 50 lost more than 1% yesterday as well, down 153 points, 12,880. Kiwi dollar, though, is a little bit stronger, against the US, 0.5756, 0.9001 against the Aussie, 0.5494 against the Euro, 86.1 Japanese yen is what one New Zealand dollar is worth. Gold pushed up again, $2,943, and Brent crude, $76.69.
You have a most excellent weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.